In a function room at the Barnstable Senior Center, Carl Bertelsmann holds an iPad in one hand as he runs through the settings on the device to a room full of seniors.
Okay, this is large text. You hit large text. And you see at the bottom with the small A and the big A, if you slide that across, your type will get bigger and smaller.
This is under general?
Under general, yes.
Some of the 13 people in the room say they want to learn how to work iPads and iPhones to keep up with their social media savvy grandkids. Either way, says Madeline Noonan, the center's director, a class on mobile devices is the last thing the center might have offered only a decade ago. But she says senior centers around the country, over 11,000 in all, have been steadily changing.
And we are one of many that are trying to figure out how we evolve to continue to meet the needs of a whole different generation of older adults.
The center is a bright, airy facility with about 20,000 square feet of space. Noonan has overseen an evolution at the facility during her 10 years there.
Introducing higher impact exercise classes like Zumba, like our hula hoop class, our African drumming class has been hugely popular.
And those trends are taking hold at senior centers statewide. Donna Popkin is with the Massachusetts Councils on Aging, a trade association for senior center workers.
If they haven't changed their name, they are changing their programming, offering night events, Saturday events, you know, making the focus on being welcoming and inclusive.
Popkin says the shift began in the early 2000s with a new focus on wellness and health. And as baby boomers have aged into the senior population, there's also a focus on things like estate and tax planning or how to enroll in Medicare for the first time.
Many of the younger seniors, that might be early 60s, are caregivers for older parents. And so they're looking for resources.
Changing attitudes are also evident at the national level. Last January, the Administration on Aging, a federal agency, changed its name to the Administration on Community Living.
Underneath accessibility is iPad storage. This is going to give you a little grid at the top here.
Gary Sylvester is one of roughly 2,000 people who come to the Barnstable Senior Center. He's been on the Cape for 30 years and volunteers with the local Meals on Wheels program. He says getting new people in the door is key, especially those who may initially bristle at the idea of coming.
There's a lot of people who are in their 50s, 60s, or even 70s who do not admit that they are seniors. And that's one of the things that holds people back from utilizing this facility, because they say, we're not old enough to be here. That is a mindset that they have.
Madeline Noonan is hoping to upend that mindset. She's spearheading a campaign to change the name of the facility, removing the word senior. A similar effort about a decade ago fizzled out. But times have changed, and Noonan says now may finally be the right moment.
Plymouth recently changed their name. They are now the Center for Active Living. There's no age associated with that because everybody's aging. You know, from the moment we're born, we're aging.
Jennifer Young is director of the Center for Active Living in Plymouth. She says 5 years ago, the town built them a new 18,000-square-foot facility, and Young saw that as a perfect opportunity.
If we're going to look at changing the face of aging in Plymouth, this is the time to do it. You know, we need to change our name, change what we're calling ourselves.
She says the name change campaign has been slowly evolving from the talking stages to reality.
It's taken that long, from sort of the whispers in the hallway of, we're actively living, we're not aging, we're actively living.
Back at the Barnstable Senior Center, instructor Maria Zombas works with Bobby Field of West Hyannisport on a cardio drumming routine.
I like something uplifting and fun, a lot of positive energy. You know, it's not just for seniors. You know, I'm going to be 70 soon, so I'm maybe sort of one of the younger seniors, I think.
Overall, senior centers on Cape Cod enjoy strong financial support from town governments. Several towns like Falmouth, Chatham, and Dennis are planning new or expanded facilities to meet the needs of their increasingly active senior populations. For WCAI, I'm Brian Morris in Barnstable.